Duffy's Tavern, where the elite may see Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. How's business?
It's staggering. The customers? Ditto.
By the way, Duffy, we just got a letter congratulating us on a new 30-cent lunch. Yes, it was sent by Cavendish the Undertaker. He says the lunch has helped his business. He had only one complaint. Last week he had to bury two of them still clutching their forks. Yeah, lucky we're using the old silverware. There's more mail, too. The building inspector sent us a nice letter of recommendation. Yeah, he recommends an earthquake. He says the wood in our walls is so rotten, the termites have started bringing their own lunch. Well, we'll have to do something about it someday. Then we got another letter here enclosing a clipping about the New York Police Department. Yeah, they got the first prize for having the most fingerprints of criminals in the whole country. Uh-huh. Second prize went to our roller towel. Yeah, that's something to be proud of, Duffy. And then there's another letter. Hey, wait a minute. This one's for me personal. I'll call you back later. Okay, so long.
Who's the letter from, Mr. Archer?
I don't know, Fats. It's got the initials MP on the envelope. I wonder if it's from a member of Parliament, or maybe it could be from the military police.
Or it could be from our kitchen.
An MP in a kitchen?
Mice patrol.
Very facetious. Let's see here. MP. Holy cat. It's from me nephew, Morton Poggenberg. Gee, imagine hearing from little Morton. He's me aunt's kid, you know.
On the distaff side?
No, on the riffraff side. Let's see what he has to say. Dear Uncle Archie.
Fats. Look how the kid spells uncle. U-N-C-L-E.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Yeah. Cute. And right, too. How old is he?
Well, let's see now. Morton was born the year that Uncle Decatur was sent up the river. That was around 1939. Gee, Morton must be almost 11 years old. Holy cat, 1939 seems like almost yesterday.
I bet it don't to Uncle Decatur.
Oh, go on. Uncle Decatur loves it up there. He always loved the water, you know, so naturally he's happy to have a room with a view of the river. Let's see what little Morton says here. He says, Dear Uncle Archie, my family have gone to the mountains, and they thought it would be nice if I came and stayed with you until they return. Holy cat, Fats, I'm going to have a kid.
Ain't it wonderful what them vitamins can do?
Yeah, let's see what the kid says. I will arrive Friday after school. Hey, that's today. P.S. Congratulations on being the first millionaire in the family. I can't wait until I see your 14-room penthouse.
Where did he get that idea?
I guess from the letter that I wrote him. I told him I was filthy rich.
Well, you was half right.
Okay, Fat, so I took a little liberty.
That wasn't liberty. That was A-W-O-L. Where's this little Morton going to stay?
Well, I was thinking of putting him in the back room here at the tavern.
You'd let that innocent young boy sleep in that back room?
Why not? It's unoccupied.
Unoccupied? Humanly speaking, yes. Zoologically, no.
Well, if the worst comes to the worst, he can always live with me.
In that 14-room penthouse?
All right, so it ain't quite 14 rooms.
It ain't quite two rooms, unless you caught the pigeon poop. And where are you going to feed him?
Right here at the tavern.
Oh, no.
Why not? The food around here is okay for a grown boy.
Not if you want him to keep on going.
Look, Fats, there are more horrible things in the world than the food in Duffy's Tavern, believe me. Oh, hello, Finnegan. Hey, did you hear the news? I'm practically a father.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have a boy here any minute.
Ooh, shall I go boil some water?
No, Finnegan, no. It's me little nephew, Morton. He's coming down tonight, and I'm wondering what to do with him. Tell me, do you know anything about growing children?
Not very much, George. I never grew any.
What about your parents?
What about them?
Did they ever have any children that lived?
Slightly, George. My brother.
What about you?
Me? Well, I got off to a bad start.
How come?
You see, when I was born, me old man wanted a collie.
Must have been kind of disappointed, wasn't he?
Not at all. For 5 years, he thought he had one.
Tell me, how did he find out his mistake?
I was too shaggy.
Very interesting. Do you have any more of these Shaggy Finnegan stories?
Yeah, I get this.
Is it a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, shoot me the joke.
Okay. When I was born, I was a bottle baby.
So what? Lots of babies are bottle babies.
Inside the bottle? That's a good joke, Rod.
In your case, it ain't a joke.
Hey, look, when am I going to meet this nephew of yours, George?
He'll be here tonight.
Of course. You know, George, I love kids.
You do, huh?
Yeah. There's something about them that's so childish. And the kids love me, too.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got a knack for not making them feel inferior.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it.
Maybe you can help me take care of Morton.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, what would you do, for instance, Finnegan, if I left you in charge?
Well, if he likes television, I could take him up to my room and let him watch Hopalong Cassidy through the screen.
Finnegan, you mean on the screen?
No, through it. At my house, we watch the set across the alley.
Yeah.
Then if we got tired of television, we could sit around and talk about the facts of life.
You're going to talk about the facts of life with an 11-year-old kid?
Well, Arch, I got to learn sometime.
Well, if I need a sophisticated babysitter, I'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Hello, Archie. Hello,
Finnegan. Hello, Miss Duffy.
Say, Miss Duffy, you look perfectly beautiful tonight.
Oh, no, I don't.
But, Miss Duffy, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Gee, maybe I was wrong.
Duffy, I think you should have quit when you was ahead. But there is something different about you tonight.
Yeah, I'm using a new shade of lipstick.
Oh, is that it? I thought you cut yourself shaving.
Very funny.
Miss Duffy, how come you changed your lipstick?
Well, frankly, the results from the brands I've been using are quite disappointing.
Oh, which have you been using, then?
Passionate Allure, Seductive Temptation, Mild Surrender.
What's this one called?
Come and Get It.
Please, Miss Duffy, try and be a little more ladylike tonight. We're expecting a little stranger in our amongst, me nephew.
Your nephew? That's nice. How old is he, Archie?
I'm afraid he's at that awkward age, you know. He's lost interest in Peter Rabbit, and he started to ask questions about Fay Emerson.
Well, that don't sound so awkward to me.
No.
Tell me, you think he'll be busy tonight?
Look, Miss Duffy, the kid's only 11.
Around 9 o'clock?
I said the kid's only 11.
Then what about 7 o'clock?
This dame is a tiger.
Look, Archie, I'm just trying to hold on to my youth.
Well, you ain't holding on to this one. This dame will stop at nothing.
Huh? To listen to you, a person would think that all I ever do is chase men.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Then what would you say?
Oh, I might say that you're the only dame I know who walks around with her own net waiting for the YMCAs to catch on fire. But I wouldn't say you chase men. But, look, you lay off this kid now. I want him brought up right. I want him to take after me.
You want him to take after you?
That's right. Hey, where are you going?
To lock the cash register.
Hello,
just been thinking.
A likely story.
About what, Finnegan?
What to do with your little nephew tonight? I think I'll take him to see a burlesque show.
A burlesque show?
Yeah.
The kid's only 11 years old.
Don't worry. He'll be older when he gets out of there.
Finnegan, you better lay off of the kid now. Oh, Fats. Look, Morton's going to be here any minute. Is there anything I can do to give the place a little more class?
Yeah.
What?
Go hide in the closet.
Look, Fats, if a certain employee here continues these comedy tracks, he's going to be the Milton Berle of the bread line. Now, Lever, start the one slubbing up the joint here. By the way, who is that toothless-looking stranger over there in the corner?
I don't know.
Well, ask him to leave. We got enough regular bums here without catering to strangers. Go ahead, throw him out.
You mean that mass of muscle?
Yeah.
With the cauliflower ears?
Yeah.
And the brass knuckles sticking out of his pocket?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, what you standing there for?
I'd rather be standing here than laying over there.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you're scared of the guy.
That bone crusher over there?
Yeah.
About 6'4", weighing about 300 pounds?
Yeah.
Reading the Wrestler's Weekly?
That's the guy. Throw him out. He ain't even bought a beer for over 2 hours.
He's having one on me right now.
Fats, cut out the stalling, will you?
Look, Mr. Archer, after all, I'm a piano player.
So?
So I got to watch my hands.
How do you mean?
I don't want them separated from my body.
Okay, then save your hands. Kick the guy out.
Say, Archie.
Huh? Yeah?
I was just thinking where Morton could sleep tonight.
Where?
In our parlor.
Your parlor? But don't you usually have a date on Friday nights?
Yeah, but tonight I got a date with a fellow who's interested in me for my mind.
Oh.
So Morton could sleep on the horsehair sofa.
The horsehair sofa? But that's the one your mother faints on.
When?
Every time your old man comes home sober.
So what?
You think I want the kid crushed to a pulp? No, I guess he'd be better off sleeping with me after all, huh?
Oh, Mr. Archer.
Yeah?
That muscular gentleman that you asked me to throw out.
Don't tell me the big lug is still here.
He's here, all right. He said this is a free country.
Never mind what the bum says. You throw him out.
And he further says if you want him thrown out, why don't you do it in person?
Well, he's lucky this is a free country.
You mean you ain't going to throw him out?
Well, I would, but Morton's liable to walk in. I don't want him to see what a bad example I could be by seeing his uncle in a blind fury.
Oh,
it's a fine time for 3-drink Moriarty to wake up. Fats, quick, play something.
What?
Play anything loud enough to drown a guy out. What a place to bring a child. Harold.
With my baby, she's got great big feet. She's long, lean, and lanky, had nothing to eat. She's my baby, and I love her just the same. I'm crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes her big yet so hard? But I love you just the same. I'm crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Thank you. Caledonia alone, because she's bad for my morale. But Mama don't know I'm crazy about Caledonia. She's such a swell gal. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house, and I'm going to ask her. Just one more time. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your baby get so hard?
I'll tell you what I want you to do next. I'm going to have Morton sleep with me tonight, so I want you to go over and clean up me room.
Clean up your room?
Yeah.
Couldn't I throw that wrestle out instead?
Look, do what I tell you, will you? And don't forget to take me socks off the radiator and stand them in a closet. Now, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
You know that picture I got hanging in my room, the one of Aphrodite, you know?
What about it?
If you notice, she ain't wearing one. So, pin a handkerchief over from the neck down.
Tell you what, I think your little nephew just came in.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cute little kid, ain't he?
Well, well, Uncle Archie. My, you're much more intelligent looking than the family said you'd be.
I'm Finnegan. That's Uncle Archie over there.
Oh, you're Uncle Archie?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are more important things in this world than looks.
If he wasn't so big for his age, I'd punch him in the nose. Well, well, me little nephew, Morton. Well, sir, glad to see you, Morton. What's up conversation, huh? I suppose you go to school?
Of course.
Uh-huh. Tell me, are they learning you anything?
Indubitably.
Well, at your age, I was only up to trigonometry. But I suppose, like most kids, though, you hate school, huh, Morton?
Uncle, I'm afraid I must negate your theory.
I thought you'd agree with me. But I still say you ought to stay in school for another year or so, you know? A little extra education never hurt nobody.
Another year or two?
Yeah.
But, Uncle Archie, I'm already planning to go to college.
Well, I see you inherited the family taste. For knowledge. Tell me, Morton, when do you plan to go to college?
Well, I'm eligible now, but Mother doesn't want me to matriculate too young.
And she's right. Go to college first. Then... By the way, what's that book under your arm there?
This book? Improper French Nouns.
Improper French Nouns. I guess all kids go through that stage. Just don't let me catch you writing them on the sidewalk. Well, I'm glad you came to visit me, Morton, and I'll tell you what, if you're a good boy, I'm going to help you with your homework.
Well, thank you, Uncle. Are you very good at geography?
Geography? Am I good at geography? Get this, kid. An island is a body of land surrounded by water. Now, what else would you like to know?
Well, perhaps you can help me locate the Himalayas.
Locate the Himalayas? They ain't the people running that sukiyaki joint on 2nd Avenue.
Uncle Archie, the Himalayas happen to be mountains.
Mountains? Look, kid, thin or fat, if they're friends of yours, they're friends of mine. Now, you got any more questions?
Yes, one more question.
What?
If you're a millionaire, why are you working in a place like this?
What's wrong with this place?
Well, those are little animals there running around on the floor.
I breed them for show purposes.
And why don't I see any big limousine out in front?
Well, my Cadillac is back at the factory having the brakes relined. With mink, of course.
You certainly must be rich.
Rich as a crocus, kid. But, you know, it ain't tough to make dough if you've got the right connections. Rockefeller says to me, Archie, buy 50 million shares of Standard Oil. Henry Kaiser says, Archie, buy 60 million shares of Kaiser Friesen. First thing you know, you got $100 in your pocket.
Gee, you must be wonderful to know all those people. Uncle Archie, do you know anybody in radio?
In radio? Well, kid, there ain't many left.
Tell me, why do you ask?
Well, I'd like to get on one of those quiz programs, like Information, Please. I thought maybe you might know Clifton Fadiman.
Clifton Fadiman? Kid, I'll get you on with Senator Toby or that Keefe over. Big time quiz. You know what I say? Now you got 32 years. Would you like to try for 64?
No, Uncle Archie. I want to get on Information, Please. You see, I've listened for years and I've answered some very difficult questions.
You've answered difficult questions, huh?
Yes.
Okay, quick. Name me the first president of the United States.
George Washington.
The kid's brilliant. Maybe we got something here. Tell you what we'll do, kid. We'll start training tonight. We'll get a board of experts around the place and set up a quiz show. It'll be good practical experience for you, you know, if there are any bugs in your head. We can iron them out. Now, Mr. Duffy and Finnegan,
yeah.
Look, we're going to have a quiz show tonight, and you're the board of experts, okay?
Okay.
Morton, I'd like to have you meet up with your board of experts here.
Experts? They don't look very intelligent to me.
Well, you see, they've been on television all day, and they're still a little distorted. Now, leave us get started. First, we present Mr. Duffy, our expert on maritime relations and wildlife. Miss Duffy, this is our contestant, Morton.
Say, you're cute. You know, I'd kiss you if you were a little bigger.
Please, a remark like that is enough to start the kid smoking to stunt his growth.
Gee, Uncle, she's attractive, isn't she?
Morton, I'm afraid all them books you've been reading have ruined your eyesight.
Why don't you go down to the ocean and pull a wave over your head?
I'm sorry, Miss Duffy, but Uncle Archie is much too brash. So I hope you'll accept my apology in his behalf.
Look, Martin, on my behalf, I said something. It's a shame if it'll apologize for itself. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to have you meet our next metal giant, Clifton Finnegan.
Hello, Morton. Have a touchy roll.
I'm afraid I must decline, Mr. Finnegan. Experience has told me that the excessive consumption of carbohydrates is deleterious to the proper functioning of the body.
Hey, does he or don't he want a touchy roll?
Finnegan, you heard the kid as well as I did. Give him a tootsie roll. Now, leave us get going with the quiz. In tonight's contest, ladies and gentlemen, each contestant will receive $10 in cash. Huh? Okay, Duffy. Correction. Each contestant will not receive $10 in cash. Now, experts, the first question is in three parts. Who said, of the people, by the people, and for the people? Mr. Finnegan?
We the people.
We the people. I'm afraid you're wrong, Mr. Finnegan.
I know. Abraham Lincoln.
Well, you ought to know. You probably heard him say it. The next, folks, a scientific question. How does the process of pasteurization get its name? Morton?
From its inventor, Louis Pasteur.
Sorry, Morton.
But Uncle Archie, it is Pasteur. Pasteur, pasteurized.
Morton, you heard of Hajimized milk?
Yes.
Is there such a guy as Hajime?
No. No.
Touché. Mr. Finnegan, where did pasteurization get its name?
From that movie.
What movie?
Green Pasture.
Correct. Well, better luck on the next question, Morton. Now, this question comes from One-Armed Fefnik, former lion tamer of East Orange, New Jersey. What is meant by a high protective tariff? Morton?
Well, as I understand it, a protective tariff is a stopgap legislated on corporate and individual goods, which through economic compulsion and consumer goods demand results in absolute parity of distribution.
Stop talking like a child.
Mr. Finnegan, I see your hand is up.
I know, Art.
Does that mean you know the answer?
No, it means I'd like to leave the room.
And thank you, Clifton Finnegan. Now, the next question... Next question's a musical question submitted by Mr. Sam Steinway. First part of the question is, what season does the following song suggest? Miss Duffy?
Leap year.
Uh-huh. What month?
Who cares?
Well, I'm going to give you full credit for that. I like the spirit. Morton, by the way, did you recognize the song, too?
Yes, it was Mendelssohn's Wedding March.
Yes, that is correct, from Richard Wagner's famous opera Das Lohengrin. Well, that's showing a little improvement, Morton. Now for the last half of the question. What state is suggested by the following song? Morton?
Carolina.
North or south?
North or south? What's the difference?
What's the difference? 50 million lives is lost in the Civil War, and this kid wants to know what's the difference. Morton, I'm afraid it's hopeless for you to try to get on information, please.
Uncle Archie, I think so, too.
Well, I'm glad we agree.
If you've got a 14-room penthouse and a limousine, then I'm convinced that it pays to be ignorant.
It's the Silver Jubilee on NBC. Join us here at Duffy's Tavern, transcribed next Friday evening. This Saturday night, screen actor Brian Donlevy leads you on another dangerous assignment. Then later Saturday evening, hear Mr. Modo and Adventures in International Intrigue. Sunday is your invitation to hear The Silent Men featuring Douglas Fairbanks. Then on Monday, Herbert Marshall assumes the mysterious role of the man called X. Tuesday, it's Big Town. And on Wednesday, there's Big Stories.